Get ready for some fun. It's the Mr. Nice Guy Show.
Number 180, recorded on Monday, October 31st, 2005. Well, that's like 10 times 18. This could be lucky. Watch me get hit by a bus right here in the apartment while I'm recording the show. Hope you're doing well. Great to be with you. Let's do something we haven't done in a while. Talk food. Many times in a crazy world such as this, when there is no one to put our arms around, no pillow to cry into, food gives us comfort. And I am a man well qualified to speak on this, because I'm so lonely, and because I know fine food. I am a man for whom fine dining means no paper plates. I've been to the grocery store recently, trying some new things. I mean, I don't cook them up there because it's a grocery store, but I have found some good stuff. Now, if you're listening in a foreign country and this is not available, please don't get upset with me. If there's some cool item in your country, I'd love to hear about it. Write to me. I found the ethnic gourmet products a year or two ago at the supermarket, and I tried something new yesterday by them, ethnicgourmet.com, that was just wonderful. The vegetarian peanut satay wrap. Vegetarian chicken stir-fried in a Thai peanut satay sauce with vegetables wrapped in a lemon and cilantro-flavored gourmet flatbread. It's about $2.50, 8 ounces, in the frozen food section. And it was good. The fake chicken was like this chewy, shredded stuff. And there was absolutely no taste of the peanut, and no taste of cilantro, but I'll give it good marks for what I could taste. Ethnic gourmet vegetarian peanut satay. Wow, that was good. A few weeks ago, I was at the supermarket looking at the hot sauces. I love spicy food. I've told you about my love of sriracha hot sauce, the Vietnamese stuff. Well, now I have found something new. It is El Yucateco Chipotle Hot Sauce from Mexico. Now, usually I'm a little hesitant about buying stuff from Mexico. Some people say it's a dirty, bacteria-laden country. I have a cousin who says, no, Mexico City is the most wonderful cosmopolitan city in the world. I've never been there. But let me tell you, I've tried the El Yucateco Jalapeno Sauce. There's a red and a green stuff, and it's okay. But this chipotle is great. Now, my Spanish is not that good, but I believe that El Yucateco translates as the Yucateco, masculine. It is spicy, but there's a sweetness to it. There's another chipotle hot sauce that's all over the place called Louisiana Brand from New Iberia, Louisiana, and I want to support the Louisiana economy, especially after Katrina. But this hot sauce is absolutely wonderful. ElYucateco.com. Oh, it is the best. Of course, after chowing down on some delicious foods like these, you want to relax with a cup of coffee. And I have to take a moment to thank Don, a listener who sent me some coffee from two exotic locations, New Jersey and Brazil. I think I mentioned this a while ago. He was going on vacation to Brazil, and he said the coffee there is wonderful. Even the plain stuff you buy in the store. He sent me a little sample package of a coffee shop brand that he frequents in that Philadelphia metro area. That was good. But this Melita brand coffee that he sent me from Brazil, Melita is a brand we know, but this is like nothing that's available here. This stuff is just wonderful. It's real fine ground, and usually I put like 7 tablespoons of coffee into like a 4 small cup coffee maker. Well, if you do that, your head is bouncing off the wall for hours with this stuff. I can go 2 or 3 tablespoons. As a matter of fact, I can go 1 tablespoon, just look at it and think about the coffee, and it's too strong. But I am really grateful for that. Thank you so much. I love coffee, and golly, I need it in the morning. Well, what about dessert? I was walking through the supermarket the other day through the baking department. I never even go down that aisle, but I saw this section of frostings. And I thought, I should stay away from this. Then I thought, well, maybe if I just buy some frosting and put a tiny little bit of it on a piece of bread, a very thin layer, this will be dessert for me. And it won't be too bad. My eyes focused on the Duncan Hines Creamy Homestyle Cream Cheese Frosting. Okay? And I bought some, I don't know what it was, $1.99 or something. And I did that when I got home. I put a thin layer on a piece of bread, toasted, and it was delicious. Of course, human nature, being the way it is, I couldn't stop. 10 minutes later, I was still eating it, but never mind the bread, I had a gigantic tablespoon and I'm eating this stuff like there's no tomorrow. This is so heavily laden with sugar that you are bouncing off the walls for hours, can't sleep, and you got this sugar high in your... So I don't know that I can really recommend this creamy, home-style cream cheese frosting, unless you want to get even with an enemy or something, but there's something kind of good about it. Hopefully you're saying the same thing about this show. Write to me, make nice at mrniceguyshow.com. Go to the homepage, mrniceguy.org, and click on Listener Survey. This could be your last chance to tell me what you think of this epic podcast. Great to be with you. Have a good one. Take care. Bye-bye.